Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's on CCO. Let's jump right in. The mayor of Minneapolis, a man who's certainly been a huge part of the news. Once the president announced he was coming here, Jacob Frey, a large part of the story, and Mayor Frey, an extraordinarily busy day, is kind enough to join us. Thank you, sir. Let's get to a number of topics, including this Skyway controversy. Jennifer Carnahan, the head of the Republican Party in the state, is suggesting that you are preventing media members from interviewing Trump supporters while they're waiting to enter Target Center in the Skyway. Is that true?
No. That's silly. Even if I wanted to do that, which of course I don't, I value First Amendment protections in Minneapolis, it would be totally impossible. Perhaps Jennifer Carnahan, if that's her name, and the Minnesota GOP, they should check with the Secret Service, because the Secret Service obviously has an incentive to protect the president and make sure that this event goes off smoothly. No, it's absolutely absurd. And you should also probably check with all of our news outlets, because any of them that have commented have refuted it entirely.
She also contended that if it was within your legal powers, you would have prevented Donald Trump from coming into the city. Is that correct?
Also entirely false. You know, while I entirely disagree with Donald Trump's policy and his rhetoric is unwelcome here. Minneapolitans and I stand up for the First Amendment. You know, Donald Trump can come here and he can say what he wants, but under the First Amendment, I can also say what I want. And what I'm going to be telling people is that his rhetoric is nothing as to what Minneapolis is about. We value our diversity. We view it as a form of strength. And the rhetoric that the president continuously spouts off is not indicative nor representative of what we stand for. You know, I stand behind our wonderful city.
Where will you be tonight when the rally takes place?
You know, I'm going to be in constant coordination with our police chief, and he will in turn be in coordination with our police officers, other jurisdictions, and of course, the Secret Service. You know, I'm not going to give you the exact location as to where I'm going to be, but it won't be a Target Center.
Are you comfortable with the coordination so far between the city of Minneapolis and Secret Service? And what is your message to folks? Because clearly a lot of people are coming down, and people are passionate. We hope most people, in fact, we hope that all people are going to be respectful. I'm wary if that's going to take place. For those folks who are coming down, if they have any concerns about security whatsoever, what do you say to those folks?
My number one priority today is public safety. And that's whether you are attending in support or protesting in opposition. We need to make sure that every last person is safe. And we're going to be doing the proper work to make sure that is the case. And yes, this is a difficult dynamic right now, and I'm well aware of it. Thankfully, we have an exceptional chief who I stand behind. I know that our officers have the talent and the ability to keep people safe, and that's what we're planning right now.
Could you give us a ballpark, the number of officers who will be on duty in that area tonight?
I don't know the exact number offhand, but we can certainly get that to you.
Okay.
It's obviously a combination of Minneapolis police officers, and I know Chief Arredondo has been working with some surrounding jurisdictions as well.
Let's talk about the number. When Donald Trump headed down to Rochester, clearly a smaller city and a smaller venue, the cost for the city was about $90,000. Why is it just short of six times as much now in the city of Minneapolis?
Well, first, it's a much bigger city, and that applies not just to the number of residents, but also, you know, huge chunks of people wake up in the morning, whether or not they live in Minneapolis, from around the state of Minnesota, and they come downtown to Minneapolis to work. And so with the additional residential population with a massively different commercial population, it poses a different dynamic. Second, you know, you got to look at the context of other major events that have been in downtown Minneapolis. Take the Super Bowl. You know, it was $6 million worth of additional operating expenses. Take the NCAA Final Four. It was $1.5 million worth of additional operating expenses. And so the $530,000, that it's going to take for operating expenses in the Trump rally is not out of the realm of possibility. In fact, it's totally reasonable. This is a difficult dynamic that we're approaching right here. We take public safety very seriously. And by the way, you know, Donald Trump should too. He talks about supporting our police officers, yet he's not willing to pay his own bills when he comes to town.
One of my questions was, and the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, is kind enough to join us here on CISO. One of my questions to the audience earlier was, if you had a chance to sit down with the president for 15 minutes, would you do it? And we've had audience members have said absolutely yes. Others have said absolutely no. Some have provided more nuance. If you would have today an opportunity to sit down with the president for 15 minutes, if you received a phone call this afternoon, would you do it?
It's a really good question. I haven't thought about it before, but at first glance, yeah, absolutely I would. And here's why. While I totally disagree with his rhetoric, I completely disagree with his policy. You know, we have issues that we need addressed in this city, and I think it is my obligation as the mayor of Minneapolis to tell him what those issues are and to say, for instance, you know, we lack the necessary funding for affordable housing. We used to get funding from the federal government in much, much larger amounts. We used to fund public housing. You know, we need additional assistance in a range of issues from economic inclusion to police community relations. And his policies have an impact on local governments. And, you know, what we're seeing right now from his campaign is only the latest. You know, cities are already starved for cash, yet he wants to have a campaign rally and have cities pay for it. And yes, you know, I would sit down and I would give him a piece of my mind and I would be very clear on, you know, the areas where we disagree. And I think where we can improve.
If this was President Hillary Clinton coming to town, would you be as insistent on the payment as you have been with Donald Trump?
This is a uniform policy that I want to see instituted here. And really, it's a contract that we're trying to enforce with AEG. But, you know, let's be realistic. The protests that you would see in the city of Minneapolis for a candidate like Hillary Clinton would not cost the same amount, would not be as large scale, and it would be a totally different dynamic. But the answer is yes. You know, we're consistent in the way we're going to apply this.
The numbers, these are projections. At some point down the line, months from now, or maybe it's even weeks from now, will you put out in detail from the police chief what the exact numbers are and what should be paid?
In terms of the cost?
The security, yep. Because right now it's projections of $530,000, but obviously it could be higher or it could be lower. Will we have a chance to see what the numbers precisely were once we get weeks past this?
Yeah, I mean, it's all public data, and so obviously we're going to be transparent about everything. The number is $530,000, and that's $400,000 for additional officer time and specifically overtime. And then an additional $130,000 for both regulatory services and public works, which is, you know, a combination of things like jersey barriers and street closures. This is just what it costs. And when you look in the context of what other things, other significant events have costed, this is actually less than them.
Mayor Fry is with us. At this point, sir, who will pay those costs?
Well, the way it works right now is we have a contract with AEG, and then AEG, which is our broker agent, has a contract with the Trump campaign.
And as you know, they've said they can't pay that because it'll be defined as a campaign contribution.
AEG has very clearly asked for the associated costs from the Trump campaign. The Trump campaign is trying very hard not to pay their bills, which is something that they've done consistently in city after city, small town and large alike. And, you know, we do have a contract with AEG regarding associated costs, and we've made very clear what our position is, which is that those costs should be paid for.
If AEG tries to transfer these costs and they say, we're out, we're not going to pay them, will you potentially have to sue AEG?
You know, I'm not going to rule out anything at this point. But, you know, we have had conversations with AEG, and they seem relatively aligned with us as to the language under the agreement.
Was there any point the last couple days where you thought this event might not happen because of the uncertainty who was going to pay the costs?
You know, I always knew that we were going to ensure public safety regardless of the situation, because at the end of the day, that's our responsibility. It's my job. So we were going to make sure that the necessary police officers were out there to keep both attendees and protesters alike safe, no matter what. But, you know, I also represent the taxpayers of the city of Minneapolis, and the taxpayers of Minneapolis shouldn't get stuck with a bill because the president of the United States refuses to pay it. You know, I mean, Donald Trump has been all over the place with, you know, different positions that he's taken and different shifts and changes throughout his life. But I think the one thing that's remained constant is he doesn't like paying his bills very much.
Yeah.
To ask somebody to pay their bills even when they really don't like paying their bills.
Well, so is there a part of you feels like that in the coordination with AEG that the two of you should have just stayed either, Mr. President, you reimburse us for this $530,000, or the doors are going to be locked and you're not allowed to have this rally? To put that out there out front, stay to it, and then the less you receive that cash up front, the doors would not be available.
Well, it's not my place to get involved in a contract between two other private entities. From a legal perspective, and I'm kind of throwing on my lawyer hat for just a half second here, again, AEG has a contract with the Trump campaign, and it is AEG's job to determine how to pursue associated costs or not directly from the Trump campaign. And we have a contract with AEG, and we have a similar determination to make there. I think it's important that, you know, that parties stay in their lane. But broadly speaking, you know, we've seen this around the country. There's there's almost $1 million worth of costs that cities have been forced to incur because of Trump campaign rallies. And let's also be clear, this is not like the president of the United States visiting Minneapolis on behalf of the office of the president of the United States. That's not what this is.
It's
this
a rally.
Is a campaign rally. That's not the same thing, and I think you've actually pointed that out yourself, Chad,
yep.
And that's
yep.
a big distinguishing factor.
It is. Just last thing. Is it too complicated to say this, or can you say to your citizens who are listening right now who live in Minneapolis, or those of us who work in Minneapolis, that those of us who deal with Minneapolis, we will not be on the hook for that $530,000, that someone else outside of taxpayers will pay this money?
I wish I could say that with full confidence, but no, I can't. You know, again, we can do what we can to enforce our existing contract with AEG. And by the way, we wouldn't even have that leverage, but for the fact that we have this, you know, ownership status with the Target Center. You know, if the Trump campaign, for instance, had decided to go to any other private entity out there, as of right now, the federal law does not require that the campaign pay. And it doesn't offer some form of reimbursement from, for instance, like the Secret Service.
Sure.
That's a change that I think the federal government should be looking at. And yeah, of course, we're going to do everything that we can to enforce what we believe is the right read of the contract. And, you know, again, I believe that actually AEG agrees with that.
Thank you, sir. On a busy day, I appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate you, Chad.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.